Breakfast with Refilwe Mulata
on Cape Talk.
Salut, cher collègue. Ça va?
Cher ami, ça va. Très bien, merci.
Ah, oh, bien, bien. Okay. Have you lived in any other cities outside of South Africa?
Oh, yeah. I have not lived, but I've spent vast amounts of time in New York. London, I lived in London 12 years. And, yeah.
Lots of other cities. Lots of people from different parts of the world. Lots of people from different parts of those countries.
Yeah, the point you make that you say I'm the greatest city in the world, but keep your ass out of it is an important one, isn't it?
It really is. In the same way that South Africa says, oh, we're the shining light of Africa. And then they're like, whoa, get back. Yeah. What do you mean?
What happens if tourism authority said, we've just advertised that we're a great place to come, and now suddenly everybody wants to get here?
Exactly. Oh, no, we don't know. Yeah, come on.
Anyways. I remember sitting in Parliament under the apartheid regime where the Minister of Posts and Telegraph said, you people complain about our telephone service. Let me tell you this. Our telephone service is so good that thousands of people are waiting for telephones.
I love it. Oh, okay. So the coup in Guinea, I mean, it's just, I'm sorry, it's the most chilled, cool cat coup I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, the thing is, it's a big, big worry, isn't it? That there are coups all over West Africa now. We have the two in Mali in the last year. It's a big, big worry. What we have is now that ECOWAS, that 15-nation grouping, regional grouping, has suspended Guinea. Now, interestingly, they haven't done more than a call for and they're sending a mission there, but there's no sanction slapped on Guinea because Guinea is not, like Mali, a landlocked country, and it's not a member of ECOWAS. So they've taken action. I bet the African Union will do the same and red card Guinea as they're supposed to do. But it is a big, big worry security-wise that these coups are happening in that part of the world. And very interesting. Guinea, of course, should be one of the richest countries in Africa with its mineral wealth. I mentioned that motor cars are going to be more expensive as a result of that. That's because they're the second largest provider of bauxite from which you make aluminium.
Right.
And of course, with aluminium price going up, the price of motor cars is going to go up. So it's a big, big worry. ECOWAS was silent about Alpha Conde and about Alassane Ouattara seeking a third term. Now they and the people have now rebelled against that. So, maybe they're going to have to look at themselves too, the way they've responded to things.
Indeed. And then the December elections, which I imagine are going to be very tricky in Libya. The EU promises to be more supportive. Supportive like when they sent in the airstrikes.
Well, you know, the point is they've got Josep Borrell, who is the diplomatic head of the EU. He says they'll help them with security sector reform after a decade of bloody violence since the fall of Muammar Gaddafi. The point about it, it's a very selfish thing for the EU to do this because Libya is the kickoff point for the migrants coming into Europe. You know, that one point they made this deal with Libya to take the migrants back. If the EU boats sent them back, they did. And then, of course, the Libyans were locking people up and even selling them into slavery. And it took quite a while to tell the EU, come on, stop it. You can't make these deals with this country that is so unreliable or with these authorities that are so unreliable. So it's a self-serving offer that the EU is making. But anything that gets the elections working better there has to be welcomed.
Also in elections, Morocco's ruling party is not doing well.
The Justice and Development Party, which had 125 seats in the 395-seat parliament, looks like it has won 12 seats this time. So that's a liberal, moderate Islamist party, and they've lost control of parliament. It was a very low turnout, though. 50% of the electorate didn't vote in these legislative and municipal elections. The Liberals seem to have made big gains. They've got 97 seats now. So we wait to see what happens there. There's a billionaire with close ties to the king who is his party seems to have done well. So we wait to see. You know, I have a very jaundiced view of what happens in Morocco. I see Morocco as the new or the latter day apartheid South Africa type thing, with very authoritarian government and very little regard for human rights and so on. So I hope that having a new government there or a new ruling party will bring some real reform and not just spoken reform to Morocco.
Very, very, very quickly, Kenya has come off the piracy red list.
Yes, very good news. You know, piracy around the Horn of Africa was the worst. It's now in the Bay of Biscay. The other side of the continent is the worst in the world now. But this is very good news for, obviously, for shippers. They'll save on insurance, save on security expenses. And then countries, South Sudan, DRC, Burundi, Uganda, Rwanda, all use Mombasa. This is good news for them, too.
Amazing. I think you're going to love this. It's not to do with Africa, but it's very related. Please check out Turning Point on Netflix this weekend. It's brilliant. It's a documentary about 9/11 and the war on terror. And it's got such lovely resonance for how the United States actually, I suppose, meddles and intervenes with various nation states. And I have a feeling you'll like it because of how I know they've done the same in various African states.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
Bon weekend.
Bon weekend à toi, ma chérie.